it was like walking into a ghetto, a cave. Dark, dismal. But dusty. once you sort of got your fires going and your kettle on and everything, everything was superb. And obviously they got the old accumulator wireless. You remember them? I remember when the snow came, that was, you know, very, very cold. And I always remember, this would be a stove pot downstairs.
But you had to be so careful as the dust didn't get onto the plates.
We should be downstairs, all in lines, where the ladies could do the lithographing and gilding. And when they wanted some more, we should ship that out of the bottom base and then move some more wear in. No, we didn't have much space at all. You've got to get things done.
You did one at a time. You didn't need a lot of space to do the lithographing or the gilding.
And there was bricks partitions. Each room was partitioned off.
Yeah.
And you could only go in, like, you know, put the wear in them places where you could and work where you could. And that's what happened downstairs. We got the kilt in the outer place downstairs, and then you had the lithographers and gilders in the far corner, away from the kilt.
By the front door, weren't you?
Yeah. Oh, you get not hot, but not very hot where you couldn't work. In them days, you couldn't.
Yes, but I mean, George, my brother, had all china, didn't he?
All china, all bone china.
He didn't. Earthenware really wasn't out in them days, and it was,
well, not only that,
it was
too
frowned. Yeah. It was frowned on.
Yeah, right.
It was too heavy, anyhow. Too heavy to move
it was
around.
Frowned on. I mean, we'd never seen a mug. Had we?
An earthen book, no.
No, we'd never seen an earthen book. And round here, in Stoke-on-Trent, would have been the pottery industry round here, as that it wasn't even thought of as that you had a mug or earthenware. It was a china cup and saucer.
It tastes that much nicer, according to what they say.
And that's what everybody wanted, was the china cup and saucer. I always remember as that when I first had a mug, as that my father went mad with me, you know, because he wouldn't even have an earthenware mug in the house, especially with me brother, like being in the pottery and that, you know. We used to get all the cups and saucers dirt cheap, so therefore there was no excuse.